People around the nation and world are using development as a community organizing tool. Change becomes a reason to work with others and improve their neighborhoods. Honolulu is in the throes of major building projects. Does anyone have the time and energy to ensure these projects do what we need? Ever ask yourself,
why is it so expensive to live here? Why are we stuck in traffic all of the time? Why can't I walk anywhere? Why is it so hot? Why do we have so much air conditioning?
Architect Kathy Ho Shar, director of the UH Community Design Center and co-organizer of the Building Voices Design Symposium, says our urban frustrations don't have to be that way. The Building Voices Symposium at the State Capitol on Saturday, Earth Day, is set up to provoke you with ideas, some from afar, then get down to brass tacks with local officials and resources. Co-organizer, landscape architect Simon Boussier.
Broadly speaking, it's about identifying big problems, being highly aspirational, eating lunch, and then coming together in a hyper-pragmatic way to find possible paths forward, possible models for working.
Right, we had to invite people who know and work here, who understand, let's say, the roadblocks.
Building Voices wanted to focus global ideas on Hawaii-specific solutions, so they launched a competition. Co-organizer architect Carla Sierralta says, first, they went on a listening tour to find out what people want. Turns out, we want solutions for ecological resilience, resource independence, healthy citizens, community mobility, and housing for all. Judging criteria were not the usual.
We envisioned it that there will be four sustainability lenses. So not only social, economic, and ecological, but we also added the indigenous culture lens. So we had what we call the quadruple bottom line.
Susanna Drake, founder and principal of D-Land Studios in Brooklyn, for example, created much more than walkable green space with her Gowanus Canal Sponge Park.
I have enabled communities to implement change by sort of providing tools for them to innovate within a public design process.
Drake's prototype park involved 9 government agencies, many community groups, and 8 years to achieve. This park actually cleans water and built community in its creation.
One of the huge potentials that I think exists in Honolulu is that you have the city and the state kind of together sort of controlling one watershed in a really holistic way. It's also the sort of deep cultural heritage of the way, you know, your watersheds are organized in relation to the indigenous populations. It's so amazing. I think there's a huge opportunity in Honolulu in particular.
Ever ask yourself,
where can you make a difference? Where can you make the biggest difference? How can you initiate change in a meaningful way?
Good questions for Earth Day at the Hawaii State Capitol. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.